I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1100. Assume there's always an open mic. Oh boy, politicians have been busted when they've been caught saying something they didn't want anyone else to hear, and there was an open microphone around. And it's both parties. Ronald Reagan once joked that he had outlawed Russia and bombing would begin in 5 minutes. Yikes. Barack Obama has been caught calling someone a not-so-nice name for a donkey. Oh boy. And that's just for starters. The deeper issue, however, is duplicity. Acting or speaking one way in public about someone and another way in private. As followers of the Lord, we are supposed to be people of integrity. Dallas Willard wrote, "Moral integrity is a matter of living a life unified around our concern to be a good person and do the right thing." And friends, that's not just when someone's watching us. As you know, this podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, because Jesus said, out of all the commandments, loving God and loving others is right there on top. And we love not just when someone's looking at us. Here are things that you don't want to hear during your surgery. Better save that. We'll need it for the autopsy. Someone call the janitor. We're going to need a mop. Accept this sacrifice, O great Lord of darkness. Boo, boo, come back with that bad dog. Wait a minute. If this is his spleen, then what's that? Whoops. Hey, anybody ever survived 500 milligrams of this stuff? Sterile smeral. The floor is clean, right? Okay. Take a picture of that from this angle. That's a freak of nature. You don't want to hear any of that during surgery. Often, what we do is we roll with our mouth in what Jesus calls careless words. Sometimes we do it because we're trying to be funny or we're trying to impress someone. Usually, we're trying to impress friends who are around us at the time at the expense of friends who aren't there. Sometimes we just put our mouth in motion before we put our mind in gear, as my dad used to tell me. Jesus took our words very seriously, and we should too. He said in Matthew 12, 36 and 37, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." You see, our words matter. Not just because of the effect they have on those around us, but also because we want our words to honor and please the God we love. I bet you remember to this day some careless throwaway words that were said about you. Maybe they were said long ago, or maybe just today, but boy, they've stuck with you. Careless words may be about your intelligence, or your looks, or your abilities, or your worth, and you remember, don't you? Friends, if you remember those words said about you, don't you think other people remember your careless words said about them? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The truth is, everyone is more fragile than they might appear. We are all hurtable, and words are the most frequent unintentional weapon used against us. Maybe we should employ the "is it true, is it kind, is it necessary, is it beneficial" kinds of questions before we open our mouth. Here are the great questions today. Yesterday's episode was on forgiveness. What careless word said to you do you need to let go of and forgive? And what careless word said by you do you need to ask forgiveness for? Let's pray this prayer from ReflectionsDaily.com. Father, I'm grateful for this reminder. I choose today to avoid idle talk. I choose to speak life and not death. I choose to create the future I want to see and not destroy other people's lives. I choose to put my mouth to good use. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1101. In the meantime, our tongues sure can get us in trouble, can't they? And sometimes we're just being careless and reckless with our words, but sometimes we're being duplicitous. We're deceiving with our dialogue. Maybe the best plan today and every day is to just assume There's always an open mic.